GST.
One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joins us tonight on the Phil Henry Show. We're going to talk a little bit about Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor Schwarzenegger, and this is applicable to the whole country because I think it's interesting, and I think it's something that I've campaigned for personally on the show. Jay, he has signed legislation whereby it will be legal for people to drive in the Diamond Lane, the carpool lane, if they're driving a hybrid and they can be alone in the car.
That is correct, Phil.
Now, you were telling me it was a good day?
Well, it's been a very good day because I struck an agreement on behalf of Citizens Auxiliary Police with a gentleman who will act as our DMV liaison and facilitate information on the registration of tags. And
now, you're a volunteer police neighborhood watch, and you have an agreement with the DMV on license?
Well, Phil, people like to say we're just a volunteer agency, but we do so much more. We do have constitutional citizens' arrest rights, and as such, we have this gentleman who is our liaison who will provide us with this.
Why?
Getting back to what you said about Governor Schwarzenegger signing a law bill that would allow people to drive a hybrid car, people driving these new combination gasoline-electric cars, they can drive in a carpool lane with just one occupant.
That's correct.
And this is going to be going into effect soon, and I placed a call to the governor's office, certainly not expecting to talk with the governor, but I did talk with one of his aides. This gentleman by the name of DeCampo, Jim DeCampo, and I told him quite candidly that he was leaving me in a tough place. We have four Citizens Auxiliary Police vehicles that do respond to different situations that the police might drop ball on. We do need to get them over to these situations rather quickly. If we only have one sub-commander in the vehicle, he is not allowed to use the carpool lane, and yet you got one of these guys who bought one of these hybrids, and he can drive in a carpool lane. So I told DeCampo we're going to have, you know, a little bit of critical mass on this. And
all right, now you're a volunteer patrol watch with, you say, constitutional rights of citizens' arrest, correct?
That is correct, right.
But anybody has that.
Well, no, no. I mean, we're uniform. We wear an identifying blue armband, and we do wear the white safari helmet that identifies us. So when we make a citizen's arrest, we have on a uniform. And what's happening is this. The longer we're not allowed to use the carpool lane, to track the individuals, we have to track individuals who do use the carpool lane.
Let me just clarify here. You don't like the fact that people can use the carpool lane who are one to a car and you guys can't.
That is correct, yeah. So
you're doing a tag check on people that are in the carpool lane. Why?
We have to run the tags that we see in the carpool lane, and then we are able to contact these people.
And what do you say?
We identify ourselves as Citizens Auxiliary Police, did see them in the carpool lane, and we ask them not to use until we get some clarification on the law, that's all.
But the law is clear. People can use the carpool lane if they carpool with two or more people, or they're driving a hybrid car. If you're carpooling with two or more people, or you're driving a hybrid, you can...
Why does the law allow them to do that, and when we have one subcommander operating one of the Suburban, they have to stay out? And we explain that to them. Okay.
Well, first of all, this idea that you have a friend at the Department of Motor Vehicles running tags that you give them, how's that legal?
We rarely use this friend of ours. We're talking about a community security issue which overrides the need for confidentiality.
Well, you're using a guy at the DMV, a guy you know.
Well, he's a gentleman, Phil, that I became acquainted with recently at a restaurant, and he's totally confidential. We have no option, as long as people are using the carpool. What option do we have? What option do we have?
Why don't you buy hybrid cars, give them to your officers, and you can drive in the carpool lane, too?
I approached Mr. DeCampo with the idea that some kind of subsidy from the state would be needed for us to purchase these vehicles in order for us to not have to do tag checks. And
you want the government to subsidize your purchase of hybrid cars so you can ride one to a car in the carpool lane in exchange for not running people's tags who do use the carpool lane through your friend at the DMV. And,
well, you're making this sound like it's some kind of blackmail. Or,
well, what else would you call it?
Look, we run tags. We run tags so we can alert people that we're not allowed to use the carpool lane. We would rather they not use it too until we can get some, all this straightened out. Because I think it's been some kind of misunderstanding. That's all.
All right, Jay.
Look, Phil. Let me explain to you something you probably don't know. I've been in frontline law enforcement with our Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders. Through the Brigadier Admiral rank all the way on up to Major Elvis Newton, who is our founder. and we are not allowed to use the carpool lane, one to a vehicle. How come a guy gets to use the carpool lane, he's one to a vehicle?
Because he's driving a hybrid car.
He's driving a hybrid car. We don't have a hybrid car, and we need to respond as Citizens Auxiliary Police to a variety of incidents, whether it be an individual who has not rewound videotape or an individual who's causing problems at a restaurant because he's talking up one political candidate over another. We're not allowed to respond. That's what we find very difficult until we get some clarification.
If I'm riding down the carpool lane with my wife and you take down my tag and you give it to your friend at the DMV...
Well, you're saying my friend at the DMV is our liaison.
Well, what's the difference between this and some guy I might know at the DMV who'll run a tag that I call up with?
We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do have full blue armband and safari helmets.
But you got a guy at the DMV running tags and telling you where people live so you can write them letters or phone them?
We do phone them, right. We do phone them.
And you say, hi, would you stay out of the carpool lane until we get this straightened out?
We don't think it's fair for people to be sailing down the carpool lane. One guy in the car, I'll tell you right now, I see some guy going on a carpool lane, it's just one guy in the car. It tightens my jaws up a little bit. So that's why I went to Mr. DeCampo and tried to get this all straightened out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think it's a good idea that people in hybrids get to drive in the carpool lane.
It may be a good idea, Phil, but there's something that really, I think, grinds on an individual's nerves and certainly grinds on an individual's, you won't lose your temper when you see just one guy, see one head in a car as he's going down a carpool lane. Okay, so, I want to just be graphic right now. It kind of pissed me off, And I'm not allowed to go over there?
If you had two sub-commanders in your patrol vehicles, you could.
We do not operate that way. We go one per vehicle. We feel one-man response is the best way to go because we don't want to scare people with two guys jump out of the car. So all I'm saying is my friend at the DMV is going to run the tags of the cars that we do see, and then we'll contact them.
My problem with it, though, is that I don't want to get a call from the Citizens Auxiliary Police at my home, and they say, yeah, we saw you in the carpool lane today. Number one, you might have seen me in the carpool lane. How'd you get my phone number?
Because of our liaison at the DMV.
Your liaison at the DMV is some cat that you met at a restaurant who knows...
Phil, it's one thing for you to ask me questions, but when you start to argue with me about being on the front line of law enforcement...
Jay, I don't want to argue with you, but if I get a call at the house from the Citizens Auxiliary Police saying, yeah, we saw you in the carpool lane and we'd like you to stay out of it till all of this gets straightened out, and I say, well, I got a hybrid car, I can drive in a carpool lane. And
to which we say, technically, yes, but technically we're talking about a national security issue here, and we are asking that you stay out of the carpool lane until you get all straightened out.
And getting it all straightened out is whether or not you guys get to go in the carpool lane, too, in your non-hybrid car.
Well, that's the whole point is...
See, I don't see how any of this is fair.
No, the whole point is that only police... Well, how come I get to see a police car down there? Every time I go down 405 freeway, I see a police car down there. Why does he get to do it?
And because he's a police officer.
As we are, sir.
And well, you're the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The point is that we are fully uniformed, and we wear, as I said, a full safari helmet with a blue armband and so on and so forth. I don't want to get into the particulars. What I'm trying to say to you is this. Just everybody stay out of the carpool lane, or as much as can, till we get all figured out. We just want to get them to subsidize us some hybrid cars.
Well, the state of California is not going to subsidize hybrid cars for a neighborhood volunteer watch patrol. It just isn't going to happen.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So what are you going to do? Keep on taking...
Keep taking down the names of tags, keep down tags, and calling people. I got a guy over here at the DMV who can do it. He has access to the files. And
you know, when you said I got a guy at the DMV, that's the first truthful thing I think I've heard you say.
Sure, what I'm trying to...
No, you say, I got a liaison at the DMV, some dude you met in a restaurant.
Well, sir, I can go a lot of different ways with this. I can argue with you, or I can simply just say to you, that's how it is, you're just going to have... let me use a term that we use in police all the time. You're just going to have to suck on it,
I got to suck on the fact that you're going to take down my tag...
You better believe it, yes, sir.
And you're going to contact me at home on my number?
Yes, sir, that is what I will do. If you do not cooperate, stand out of the carpool lane until I get some clarification, get the whole deal straightened out.
1-800-449-8686. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer neighborhood police patrol in Hawthorne, California, is not allowed to take their patrol vehicles down the carpool lane with one man to a vehicle, as none of us are. However, the state of California and probably other states do allow hybrid cars with one occupant to travel in the carpool lane. He finds that unfair, and he has, quote, a liaison, end quote, at the Department of Motor Vehicles who can give him tags, the names, the addresses, and the phone numbers of people going down the carpool lane, and he's been contacting people, quote, asking them, end quote, to stay out of the carpool lane. At what point do these police agencies overstep their bounds? 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, the Prince of Darkness show, also on the Phil Henry show. And Sew Me Up So Tight, I'm Talking to Through a Hole in My Face, our plastic surgery special. We'll also be on the show this evening. It's the world famous Phil Henry show.
Phil Henry show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With Jake Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Legislation signed in the state of California and in other states to allow people in hybrid automobiles to use the diamond or carpool lane, meaning one to a vehicle. So if you have a hybrid, you can get in that car by yourself and drive by yourself in the diamond lane. The objection your agency has, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, how old is your group?
So REC is 8 years old, 1996, and Major Elvis Newton had the vision to create, after awakening one morning, he had a dream, and it's kind of an interesting story. It's in our pamphlet on the origins of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He had a vision that regular people like us could take extraordinary measures in protecting society, and Citizens Auxiliary Police does that. What we're asking for is equal access to the carpool lane, same as you see a police officer do it all the time, yet we're not allowed to. I told the sub-commanders 3 weeks ago, go ahead and use the citizens, or use the carpool lane, and they got pulled over, got a ticket, and they identified themselves as Citizens Auxiliary Police. They showed them the pith helmet, they showed them the Bermuda shorts and so on. Didn't work.
And a cop's not going to recognize you as a legitimate agency.
The cop knew that we're police officers, we all share the same language. So the guys kind of gave a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, so, I know you guys are out here kicking some serious rear end, but I got... Technically, I got to give you a ticket. Technically, So we're trying to.
So you're trying to make it official. You guys can use it, and until then, you got this friend at the DMV taking down tag numbers. 1-800-449-8686. Lori, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry show.
Yes. Hi. Hi. I was just listening to the show and noticed that I did not agree with what this man has to say. I feel like.
What did I say that might have confused you? I think probably you're premature by saying you didn't agree. Maybe you're just confused by a lot of the police talk that I'm doing.
No, I think you've got a bit of a power trip, and I think I'd be having quite a problem and be calling my congressman if you were to be calling my house if I'm using the carpool lane against,
all I'm doing is we're soliciting your help in staying out of the carpool lane until we get the whole thing straightened out.
What thing is there to straighten out, sir? It seems like the thing is, if you're calling it, is straightened out, and I have a right to use carpool lane.
Well, ma'am, first of all, I don't think it is, quote, straightened out when our police subcommanders are not allowed to use the carpool lane. They're in fully identified suburban vehicles that have signs on the side, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Police get to use the carpool lane. People in hybrid car get to use the carpool lane. And yet, Citizens Auxiliary Police, fully identified blue armband, we're not allowed to use that.
I understand that, but my point is that you are not a police officer in the full effect of the law. You may be sworn, you may be, wearing an armband and whatever kind of hat. No, I don't need any help, because I think you have a power trip, and I don't think it's right.
What do you mean, whatever, any kind of hat? I don't understand.
You had mentioned you wear, you're uniformed, and you wear an armband, and you have some kind of a special hat. If you were to stop me on the road, I would not recognize you as a full policeman.
What I'm trying to say is...
Well, but the lady's making a point here, Jay. I mean, you don't look like a California highway patrolman, do you?
We are uniformed auxiliary police responding to emergency situations. And we have Suburbans equipped. Most of these cars are owned by our wives, but we do equip them with the Amber lights.
But I'll tell you one thing: I'm still not going to get out of my car for you.
I'm not asking you to get out of your car. I'm simply taking down your tag and giving you a call,
I don't think you have a right to do that, sir.
Well, Emma, all I'm going to say is...
Give me an example of what you would say. Lori, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What would you say if you call my house?
If I were to call your house, say, good evening, Mr. Henry. This is Jay Sanis. I'm a Brigadier Admiral, Citizens Auxiliary Police Hawthorne. We're also allied with the Beaver Battalion of Oregon, as well as the Gator Bait Brigade of Florida. And we wanted to advise you that we did spot you using the carpool lane. And, you know, what I try to do is relate to people. You kind of tighten my jaws a little bit, and I saw you there.
And you're going to tell me it tightened your jaw?
No, I'm trying to relate to you as a man, that's all. Just, I would try to, you know, lighten the atmosphere. I was like, you know. And
so I'm going to say to you, sir, how did you get my phone number?
Yes, sir, we did obtain that from records from DMV.
You're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you obtained my license, and you got my phone number from the DMV.
That is correct, sir, yes.
And what do you want?
I'm simply asking you to reconsider your use of the diamond lane or the carpool lane or what have you, that kind of nonsense, until we get the whole deal straightened out with these hybrids on account we can't use it.
Okay, well, Mr. Sanis, is it?
Well, let's see.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I was on the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Sanis?
Yes.
I thank you very much for your call, but I will not stop using the carpool lane because I have a hybrid or I travel with my wife.
Well, yeah.
Well, what would you say to that?
Well, I'd have to be candid with the individual.
No, you're talking to me now. What would you say to me?
I would say, sir, I don't want to take it to that level. I try to keep it on level A. I want to take it on level B. You want me to take up to another level, we can do that.
Take it up to another level?
Yeah, and I say, have a good day. Yeah, that'd be it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Larry.
Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir, it's Jake Santos.
Yes, it sounds like you are quite conscientious in your work.
Most certainly, sir.
Okay. You're doing police work, fighting crime. Why are you contributing to crime also?
Well, you're probably a little bit confused. We don't do that. We support
yes,
police.
Yes, you do.
And you're probably a little bit confused about it.
No, I'm not. You do.
Well, why did you ask me if you're not confused? Why did you ask me a question? She just said.
I did not ask you a question.
She said, "Why are I? Why? You actually said, "Why is I?" Which is bad grammar.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. You use bad grammar, sir.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. You said, "Why is you?" And then you went on. I just want to correct you.
Okay, I'll correct you. You use radio communications. Is that correct?
Yes, we use ham radio, use subspace, not subspace, we use cellular phone, ham radio, so forth.
Ham radios are not authorized by the FCC for that usage. You are violating federal statutes.
Let me help you out, Larry. I don't break the law. I am the law. And that is try to educate kids going home from school and that kind of a deal.
You are not the law. Every law enforcement agency in this country is subject to oversight and control by a legislative body. You are not.
Well, that is correct, unless it is a national security measure, and you can take a look at the President's National Security Declaration, which does specify that fully uniformed individuals, if they're wearing any kind of an armband or a pith helmet, are allowed to, as a volunteer citizens brigade, they are allowed to commandeer certain ham frequencies.
They are not, sir.
Well, sir,
read your FCC regulations.
You don't know anything about the FCC. What, you know about radio and all that? You know about radio and all that, sir?
Read the FCC rules and regulations on proper use of the amateur frequencies.
Well, I'm using them, and nobody seems to be upset about it except you. So what's up with that? See, that's the whole deal.
You break the law, and now I...
Hold on, Larry. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police wants to use the carpool lane, one to a vehicle. We'll be right back.
Don't use it. And
well, see, that's what that this threatening sound, you know.
But we are wearing, as I say, a full uniform armband. And she wants to see my armband. And in that way, I think we can keep this friendly. We don't want to take it to level B. We are Citizens Auxiliary Police here to save lives. We're here to help people. So.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Sanis. Linda, go ahead.
It's Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. Hi, you're on the film.
That's okay. Yeah, I wanted to let you know that the California state law prohibits the use and access of Department of Motor Vehicle records for any use other than for law enforcement purposes by a law enforcement officer.
Well, that's what they're being used for.
You may not use that information from your friend at DMV without the risk of a $10,000 fine or up to 5 years in prison.
Well,
just so you know, it is a felony. And anybody who's listening, if you get a phone call from this J person, you must contact Department of Motor Vehicles, ask them to run a records check on your name and your tag number, find out which employee gave that information up, because they can be fired and subject to penalties.
Thank you, man. Start the car down.
Jay, did you hear that?
Hold on, Phil. Just going to take your tags down. Just talking to a motorist out here.
Did you hear what the lady said?
Let me help police out a little bit. We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police agency. And as such, this guy that I know, he just gives us the information, we're able to run it, and we don't do anything more with it.
As a law enforcement officer, I must warn you that you are in violation of California state law. Your friend can be fired. He can also be fined and or punished by imprisonment. And that goes for any law enforcement officer who uses that for any purpose other than strictly under the guidelines by the California Vehicle Code and the Department of Motor Vehicle Code and
Lisa,
the California Law Enforcement Telecommunications System. You
Lisa,
are violating the law, and you are subject to anybody who's listening.
All right, Lisa,
if
this
you
is Phil Henry. Hold on.
This man,
hold on, Lisa.
Get the date and time he contacted you and contact the Department of Motor Vehicle, ask him to run a records check and prosecute.
I'll get your license number in just a minute. I've got to talk this lady. Let
me jump in here. You're a police officer, Lisa?
No, I am a custodian of records. I am in charge of overseeing that the laws are not broken in my county with regard to DMV registration information.
Yeah, she's a wannabe, Phil. She didn't know what she's talking about. She never
you don't know what you're
I
talking about. You're not even a reserve. You're just a citizen out on patrol. Any idiot can do that. And apparently they can.
I wear the full pith helmet and armband of Citizens Auxiliary
Police. Deal, I'm wearing a suit with heels. What does that mean to anybody?
Probably your husband, you probably look pretty good.
Yep.
You know,
anybody who is pulled over by the same contact a law enforcement officer and ensure that your name has not been used by the Department of Motor Vehicles because it has property.
You're pissing me off right now.
What did you say that, motorist?
I told the guy he was pissing me off because he wouldn't slow up. Look, talking to you, ma'am, is like talking to a nurse about brain surgery, you know. I mean,
you don't have a brain, so obviously there's no need for surgery. So I suggest that you just stop what you're doing. You are in violation of the law.
See, Lisa is the custodian of records, and...
Oh, you know, Phil, look, my wife's a librarian, so what do you do? You know, give me a card and we'll check out some books, take the girls out to dinner, whatever you want to do.
Phil, I just recommend that your listeners prosecute this person. It is against the law. What he is doing is against the law. Department of Motor Vehicles of every name and number that has been run through their system, and they can track back the employee that's doing this, and they will be fired.
Ma'am, first of all, you heard that I have a police radio here in the car, and I'm in contact with my substation.
I have a police radio in my car. It doesn't mean anything.
Now, you heard that. I'm in contact with my substation, that I am being harassed by you, and...
You don't even know where I live, so
yes,
give it up.
Listen to this.
Phil, this man is insane. You really need to do something about him.
Hold on. Turn the siren off, Jay.
No, I just want to let the lady know that... no wonder they have you in records. You know, you're just blabbing.
I'm not
in records.
You're a complete moron. You don't listen to anything anybody says.
Well,
what did
you say? You said you work in records?
I did not say I work in records.
Yes, you
did. I am in charge of being the custodian of records and ensuring people like you don't violate the law.
No, ma'am, you said you were a clerk someplace.
I did not say that.
Yes,
you said you were a citizen on patrol, which is the same thing as walking down the street.
You said you were a clerk giving up library books or something.
You're very vague and innocuous, and you're totally ineffective in your position, so I very much feel sorry for you.
Well, ma'am, Lisa, I will tell you this much, that as long as you harass me and tighten my jaws and everything, you're going to be in violation of, you know what, you're in violation of me. How about that?
I really feel that you need some psychological help. Yes, he is truly a wannabe officer. He probably couldn't pass the psychological evaluation, and that's why he's doing what he's doing.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Santos, because Lisa brings up an interesting point. Did you ever apply?
You know, I did, Phil, but I'm not into the politics. Politics of being a police officer.
Psychological failure.
I was totally qualified to be. The politics are too messed up. You know,
psychological failure.
Psychological failure. Yeah, you said you were a meter maid with a big head. Now I'm going to need to get your last name so we can run you through the DMV. How about that?
Yeah, if you run me through DMV, you will go to jail.
Ma'am, just because you're...
And guess what? I have authority to run you through DMV, but I wouldn't do that because it is illegal because it is not for law enforcement purposes.
Ma'am, just because you wear some flight attendant uniform and you're riding around in one of those mail wagons doesn't mean that you're a cop. You know,
you're
giving out tickets.
Pathetic. I really feel sorry for you.
No, it's really sad. It's just sad, the way that these
people... Yes, you are.
Right,
you're very sad.
No, you're
a pathetic person.
No, you're sad.
So I'm not going to argue with him. I just want your listeners to understand. If they get a call from this person, they really need to seek prosecution and contact Department of Motor Vehicles.
Lisa, thank you for your call. I did say...
No, wait. You're not getting rid of her because she's in violation of the law and I want her name.
She's not going to give it to you.
You're the host of the program. You are operating at a federally licensed
a federally licensed facility. I'm asking you to give the name of that woman to me.
I don't know. Her name is Lisa.
What city is she calling from?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, she's not going to tell me. Phil, at this time, I do want to inform you that you are in violation of Citizens Auxiliary Police, Sector 3. You have failed to provide an officer with information about...
I look, at any police officer asks me for my ID, I'll give it to him. You ask me for someone else's name, I'm not going to give it to you.
And at that time, we will have to take it to Level B.
Then take it to Level B. Here is Dottie. Hi, Dottie. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dottie.
My point for all of this is this man who is not a full-fledged police officer, if he took down my tag number, contacted DMV, and called me at home, he is breaking my right to privacy because he is obtaining personal information on me that he should have no right to have access to. Him and his...
But, ma'am, you have violated my sense of not being pissed off by using the carpool lane.
It sounds to me like maybe you're a little pissed off because you yourself cannot use it.
Ma'am, I am a volunteer police officer, true, but I do save lives. And
you're an advocate for the law enforcement. You should be no more allowed than to take down a tag number and contact the police department with that number. You have no right to contact your friend at DMV.
He's a guy I met in a restaurant.
He's a guy you met in the restaurant. What right does that give him to run people's tag numbers and break the right of privacy?
Who is this guy?
You're not a police officer. You don't have a right to that information.
Ma'am, I have a right to citizen's arrest. Hold on for a minute. I do have the right to...
Are you out on the highway now?
Absolutely.
Yes, I am. I'm sitting on a highway.
Not you, Dottie. I'm asking JR. Where are you?
We're right now, Phil, on the Marina Freeway. And I'm just checking out tags. See, there's people in the dime lane here, and they're tightening my jaws and pissing me off.
Well, you know what? You still, regardless, the point being, you don't have a right to run somebody's tag number through DMV. You are not a police officer.
All right, let me help you out with this.
You are an advocate for the law enforcement agency.
Let me ask you something, Dottie. And Dottie, is that short for Dorothy?
No, it is not.
Because I want to know, how do you get Dottie from Dorothy? That's kind of kooky, isn't it?
I don't know, but that's beside the point.
All right, here's the deal. Yes.
Cool. I want to get the tags.
All right, here's the deal, Dottie or Dorothy, whatever you want to call. I don't get to use the carpool lane, but some guy with a hybrid does. How's that fair? And I got the blue armband and everything.
He's already made his contribution to the ozone and to society.
All right, let me ask you something.
By purchasing a hybrid car.
Let me ask you something. Listen to this.
You know what?
Yeah.
You don't hear me.
Huh?
You're not a police officer. You can't do anything to me.
If I'm not a police...
my tag.
Hold on. Hit the siren on this guy.
Why are you hitting the siren on the guy?
Because he is not... He's failing to slow down so I can get his tag. See, Dottie, if I didn't have this, and you say I'm not a cop, boy, I sure feel sorry for you.
Well, you know what? Anybody can blow a horn. That doesn't make you a cop. That does not make you a police officer. That does not give you the right to run people's tags.
Well, Dottie, I'll tell you something. I don't appreciate you talking about blowing something or whatever it was you just said. What I'm trying to say is, you said that doesn't give you the right to blow. Did you say that?
Well, that's like you turning your siren on every time just for the heck of it is against the law.
I know,
as
man.
Well.
What are you? You're just blasting your siren for kicks?
My whole point to this.
It sounds cool.
Whatever your laws out there are is one thing. Where I'm at, we don't have to worry about carpool. My point is, you are no more than soliciting tag and phone numbers and addresses through your liaison at DMV, and that is against the law.
You are not
a police officer.
Oh, lighten up.
You do not have authority to do that.
Why don't you lighten up and let me try and save lives?
You won't even lighten up on me. I am all for the police.
You're busting down on me.
I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I don't run down the road running people off the road and pulling them over, and I don't call them at home because
Hey, Phil, you want to hear a good one? I knew a guy who burned alive in a house. Guess who was trying to put the fire out? Volunteer policeman. Burned.
Well, you know what?
Maybe they should have called volunteer firemen.
That's why the guy burned.
You are an extra set of eyes for them.
Do
Dottie, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Dottie. I'd give the world.
Is that the best you can come up with?
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
You solicit DMV, you break the law yourself. That makes you no better than anybody else.
The Rangers.
Or
the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories
but
of the men.
You are not a police officer. And you are invading people's privacy when you call them at home.
Show 1-800-449-8686. All the way to the FBI.